say you, what can you do? Will you do it for the good of your country? You too must come through too. Will you do it for the good of your country? You can lend a hand, man.
Recently on KETR, we heard parts of an interview with a Northeast Texas World War II veteran, Fannin Garrett of Emory. Garrett served in the Army as a truck driver.
We had 353 trucks. Went on up in France, and when we got to Paris, France, things looked like we were just fat moving then. We got to a little place called Luxembourg, and then we went on through into Germany.
Garrett's assignment was typical for African-American servicemen in World War II. The social divisions in 1940s society were reflected in the military.
The world's greatest democracy fought against the world's greatest racist with a segregated army.
That's Colin Makemson with the National World War II Museum in New Orleans.
The assignments that most African Americans received in World War II were similar to the ones they had received in World War I, and that was assignments to service units or support units, namely in the quartermaster and supply and transportation corps. This is what most African Americans found themselves doing. They had volunteered to fight, but most were relegated to labor units, mechanics, cooks, service units of that sort. In 1941, there were 4,000 African Americans serving in the military and only 12 African Americans who were officers.
Those support units made Allied victory possible. American leaders took note of how Hitler had overstretched his forces in the Blitzkrieg across Europe. German units advanced quickly, but ammunition, food, and other supplies lagged behind the front lines. As the U.S. Army advanced from Normandy, they established a supply line that came to be known as the Red Ball Express, taking the name from an old railroad term for expedited freight. Overwhelmingly, African Americans were the drivers and mechanics.
An endless stream of trucks and trailers rolling to the fronts on one-way roads. Along the narrow French roads, in fair weather and in foul, over the battered bridges, through the smashed villages, 24 hours a day, the Red Ball moved. It was the Red Ball who, in the fighting in Brittany, had to break its way past enemy patrols to get gasoline up to the forward troops. It was the Red Ball who brought the first food into Paris when the city had been liberated. It was the Red Ball who, on a maze of unfamiliar roads, supplied the Allied armies stretched from Antwerp to the Vosges. The American drivers and packers and loaders and maintenance men, the U.S. Army Transportation Corps, did a job that had never been done before in the history of war.
They had run out of everything. We had gas, we had food, we had ammunition, all we had, we had supplied them good. And as we were taking it off and loading it on them tanks then, most of them got killed.
On this July 4th, KETR salutes the Red Ball Express and all veterans and their families. To learn more about the topics discussed in today's story, go online to ketr.org. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.
Uncle Sam won't stand no jive. Gotta have help to keep alive. Will you do it?